And welcome back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Nick McNamara here in studio with Lori Beard. She is the clinical professor, section head of equine medicine and surgery with KSU Vet Med. We've been talking here a lot about the colder weather and how that impacts animals here. Also wanted to talk a little bit about vaccinations. What are some general vaccinations people should think about this time of year?
Good question. So actually with horses, one of the diseases or a group of diseases we see are mosquito associated. So maybe not this time of year, but certainly probably starting in the spring, we start thinking about wanting to get those horses vaccinated. And the mosquito associated diseases that we see here in Kansas, one includes West Nile. And so that, first occurred in 2002, and it's still here, it's still around. We will see 2 to 3 horses a year at the vet school that have West Nile, and they either weren't vaccinated or didn't have an appropriate vaccination history, and the vaccines are quite effective. And so I think people sometimes forget about that, and sometimes we're successful treating horses with West Nile, and sometimes we're not, unfortunately. So that's something that people should continue to vaccinate for sure.
And that's done annually here?
It's done annually here. And that's certainly something, too, that a lot of people will buy their own vaccines and administer their own vaccines, and that is completely legal. And so West Nile would be one. Eastern and Western encephalitis are both mosquito-associated diseases. We don't see that as commonly here in Kansas, but Eastern in particular is a very severe disease. Tetanus is another disease. Again, the vaccines work quite well. So the core vaccines, and these are diseases that horses can die from, include tetanus, West Nile, Eastern and Western encephalitis. And then the other one that people should think about is rabies. And rabies is, it's not common, but I've had 5 cases since I've been here at K-State of rabies. And again, the vaccines are quite effective.
Now, that's something they can't administer themselves, correct?
Correct. And so that is one thing to keep in mind with the documentation that's required for rabies. Rabies can only be purchased in the state by a veterinarian and be administered by a veterinarian. So if you're giving your own vaccines to your horses and you're not having a veterinarian come out, one thing that you're going to miss is rabies. And the rabies vaccine is very inexpensive and, again, quite effective. And the other thing to think about with rabies, if your animal develops rabies and there's a potential exposure, rabies is a zoonotic or transmissible disease to humans, and it's a fatal disease. So I can't stress enough the importance of making sure all your animals are vaccinated against rabies.
Well, I know when we get into the colder time of year, we always want to get flu shots. Is that a common occurrence with horses in particular?
Again, great question. So we do see 2 respiratory-associated diseases in horses. One of them is influenza, and so we do have a vaccine for that. And the other one is a disease called herpes, which can result in respiratory, abortion, and neurologic disease. And those are considered risk-based vaccines. So if you have horses that are being exposed to other horses at horse shows, horse events, then yes, you should get your horse vaccinated for both of those diseases twice a year. If you have what we call a closed herd, your horses sit out in your pasture and don't go anywhere, then again, maybe your horses don't need that. But yes, we see influenza in horses as well.
Okay. We've talked about general vaccines. Is there some core vaccines also here, or we already hit on that?
Yeah, we've kind of hit on the core vaccines. And again, just the importance of doing that, because those diseases can be, again, quite devastating in that population. You mentioned about what diseases do we worry about this time of year. The only thing I can say about rabies is that the majority of cases of rabies seem to be reported more so in the fall. It may correlate to wild animals maybe trying to come into the barn, get warm, and maybe that's when that exposure occurs. But again, the vaccine is quite good, should have plenty of immunity last for a year. But the majority of the rabies cases for me at least have been in the fall.
Okay. And these vaccines, what they typically last about a year?
They last about a year. The influenza and the herpes maybe not quite as long, so we do it again twice a year if you've got animals that are out and about as well.
So well recommended though by
yeah.
you guys.
And then the other thing as far as preventative medicine is deworming. So parasites are certainly a problem in all animals and horses as well. So talking to your veterinarian about setting up a deworming program would be important too. These are products that people can buy across the counter, administer to their horses. But again, probably talking to your veterinarian, because there might be different age groups of animals that require different different deworming strategies, those sort of things. So just, you know, reaching out to your veterinarian, making sure that they're involved with that decision-making process.
What are some other preventative tips to stopping the spread of disease that maybe people can do around their pasture or in the barn, something like that?
Well, that's a great question. And so, you know, certainly if anybody that owns horses, sometimes they think of, we've had some outbreaks of herpes virus resulting in neurologic diseases in horses, usually at show barns or racetracks. One simple thing is you just purchase a thermometer. And if you're a person that uses your horse a lot, horses a lot, and you're, again, you know, in a exposing your horses quite a bit, is maybe just taking their temperature. And so a horse with a fever, that horse we should isolate, because we don't know exactly what that horse has. So that would be the first thing, is identify a fever in that horse. You know, try to isolate him from other horses, just trying to spread that disease from going from horse to horse would be the big thing. And certainly the other thing is, you know, you as a horse handler, washing your hands between horses, equipment, you know, again, these are things that we recommend for it flu season for you and I, washing our hands, but those would be the same things for people and their horses.
Okay. Other exciting things going on at KSU Vet Med. I understand there's an MRI unit being installed.
Yeah, so that stands for magnetic resonance imaging. And so this is the, we do have a very old MRI unit that could only be used on dogs and cats. Now we have a very large magnet. We're very excited because we'll be able to do dogs and cats, but we'll be able to do horse heads, parts of horses' limbs. And this is really a first in the state of Kansas. And so if we wanted really advanced imaging, we would have to send them out of state. So this unit, the MRI unit, should be up and running probably into December and in January. So again, very excited and feel very lucky that we're getting this done.
No doubt. How is that paid for? Is that a grant or something like that?
It's probably a little bit above my pay grade, okay. But it is a very expensive piece of equipment for sure. And I think this was all done at the Veterinary Health Center. And how exactly that got paid for, I'm not quite sure. But there's no question it's expensive. Yes, it's probably going to be an expensive diagnostic tool, and it's certainly not for every animal. It would be for animals that have conditions that require some pretty, I guess, involved diagnostic imaging.
Okay. That's neat to know that's here in Manhattan and available. You know, if the need arises here, we've got that piece of equipment now, at least very soon.
Yeah. Anyway. So we will have a computed, we do have computed tomography. That's basically radiographs taken. That provides a three-dimensional image. The MRI is actually great for soft tissue detail. So it, again, it's just a different modality, but it's an important one.
Okay. Is there anything else of note that you'd like to highlight while we've got you here?
The only other thing I'd like to note as far as horses is that we did about a year ago get a performance testing arena that's been built. And so if you brought your horse to us, lameness is a huge issue for people that want to ride their animals. And so if they're lame, they can't. So we actually have an enclosed arena where we can actually do lameness exams year round and not have to worry about the ice and snow anymore. And so that is available. And if the owners need to ride their horses, we can do that too.
All right. Are you guys available for questions if people have concerns about their horses or other animals?
Yes, people are more than welcome to call at any point. So we are a section of, I think, about 7 or 8 of us that work just specifically equine. I do internal medicine. We have other people that do equine surgery. We have somebody that specializes in theriogenology, and we do also have people that will actually go out and look at your horses in the Manhattan area.
Okay. A lot of good information. And again, if you missed any of this, we'll have it up on our website later here, newsradiokman.com. Lori, appreciate the time here this morning. Lots of good stuff, and we look forward to talking with you down the road.
Thank you so much.
And Lori Beard, clinical professor, section head of equine medicine and surgery with KSU VetMed. We'll continue on with In Focus here on News Radio KMAN after this.